Okay, you know how quickly your Gmail inbox can get filled up. I'm about to show you how you can finally have an empty Gmail inbox and still have access to all your past emails.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor. Tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hi there. I hope you're having a great Monday so far. This is the Computer Tutor podcast, which is released every Monday morning. My name is Scott Johnson, and I operate the business known as the Computer Tutor. I work with clients all over the country, nationwide, doing computer repair, upgrades, as well as personal computer instruction. I'm actually located right here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, but through the wonders of remote access, I work with clients that are just about anywhere. If you're new to the podcast, my primary goal with this podcast is to help you. I want to help you use your computer more easily. And in my opinion, I'm not helping you if I'm just throwing a bunch of big words at you. You know, whatever we talk about here, I try to make sure that everyone understands it easily, and I try to present things that will benefit a wide range of people. So hopefully, today, you're one of those people. Today's topic is the result of a podcast voicemail that was left by my friend Nancy. Here's what Nancy had to say.
Hi, Scott. It's Nancy Spear. My question is, I have thousands of emails in my Gmail inbox. Is there a simple way to delete all of them without checking or highlighting each one individually? Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks, Nancy. Great question. And by the way, if you have a question that like Nancy did and you'd like to have it answered on the show, just call my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468. It's available for you to leave your voicemail anytime, day or night. So Nancy has a Gmail inbox that is full and overflowing, and she wants to just get rid of those emails so they aren't cluttering up her inbox anymore. The problem is, Gmail only displays 50 messages at a time. So what a lot of people do is they'll delete those 50, and then they delete the next 50, and so on until the inbox is empty. Well, that's crazy. You could have easily thousands of emails in your inbox, and doing it this way is just going to take forever. Instead, Google was kind enough to think ahead and make it easy for you to empty your inbox. But you don't have to get rid of all your past emails in order to do that. Here's what you do. Open up your web browser, like Firefox, Chrome, or even Internet Explorer, if you like using that, and go to gmail.com. So you're looking at your inbox. You'll see every individual email has a checkbox in front of it. But also at the top of that column of checkboxes is another checkbox that's by itself. It's not really labeled anything that's obvious, but that is the checkbox you want to put a checkmark in. Go ahead and do that. Now, did you see what happened when you did that? Every one of your emails now has a checkmark in front of it. It's like you checked every one of them. But more importantly, look at the line immediately above the first email in the list. You're going to see two sentences there. The first sentence says, all 50 conversations on this page are selected. The second sentence says, select all 5,000 conversations in inbox, or the number is however many emails you have in your inbox. The thing to notice is that this sentence is a clickable link. So if you click it, you have now put a check mark not just on the 50 that are displayed, but on every email in your inbox. That means whatever you want to do with these emails, it's going to happen to all of them at the same time with one click. Right now, you have two primary options. Number one is you can delete them by clicking on the trash can icon. This means they're going to be moved to trash and eventually they'll be gone from your account. Now, that definitely achieves your goal of an empty inbox, but if you have thousands of emails, it's very possible you might want to have access to some of them in the future, just for reference. Well, option number two is you can archive them by clicking on the folder with the down arrow icon. And I think in most cases that is a much better option. This just means that all your emails will still be stored for you. They just won't be filling up your inbox. So go ahead and click to archive those emails. Wait a few seconds. Now take a look at that screen. I would like to be the first to congratulate you on having an empty inbox. How does that feel? Just sit there for a minute and enjoy that, because it's probably not going to last very long. Now, you might be wondering, the emails are no longer in my inbox, and they aren't in trash, so where do they go? Well, those emails are now living in a folder called All Mail. Just look over on the left side at the list of folders. If you don't see All Mail listed, click on the little button that says More, and then you will see All Mail. You're going to see all of your emails in the All Mail folder. Now I'm going to show you something about how to access those emails. What if you do need to find a particular email in that list at some point in the future? Obviously, you don't want to scroll through thousands of emails to hunt for that one. The way to find it is to use what Google is good at, searching. Look up at the top of the window. You're going to see a search field. A lot of people think that this is just another field for you to do a Google internet search. It is not. It's a way for you to search through your email account. If you want to see all of the emails from a particular sender, just search on that person's name or their email address. If you want to find an email that has a particular word in it, just do a search for that word. You want to see emails from a particular date? You can do that too. In fact, just look at in that search field, look at the right end, and you'll see there's an option to click a drop-down menu, and that way you can see what the various options are for searching your email. So what does this mean to you in how you handle your emails? Well, it means you don't have to organize all your old emails or store them in any, particular way in order to be able to access them in the future. You can just throw all of them together in that one All Mail folder and know that you can find the right one when you need it just by using the search function. And Google gives you so much space in your Gmail account, you really don't even have to worry about deleting emails to save space. Just archive them. Well, we've covered a lot of information here today. If you'd like to see what we've talked about, as well as screenshot images to show you visually what you should be seeing, you can see all of that over at my website, computertutorflorida.com/022. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope you enjoy your new empty Gmail inbox. If you do find this podcast valuable, it really would be great if you could help it show up better in the iTunes listings by going over to iTunes and leaving a review and a rating, even a 5-star rating if you feel that's appropriate. So have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.